Hello? Are you awake yet, bud? Still asleep, huh? I can't wait to tell you about the good news. Hey, sloth, wake up. It's important. Really, really important. I promise. Jesus, when did you go to bed yesterday? Wake up, dude. Ugh. Finally, took you long enough. I have something exciting to share with you. But before I tell you, I need to ask you something. Oh, come on, you know what I want to ask you about. About Emily. So, how did your last date go with her? You held hands? That's good. And you finally kissed? What a naughty, naughty boy you are. Don't you think you're moving too fast with her? I'm just teasing you. I'm happy to see that you two are getting along so well with each other. I did the right thing introducing you to her. Please remember to invite me to your wedding, okay? Sorry, it's just so easy to make you blush. It's your own damn fault for getting flustered so easily. Well, anyway, I have some pretty good news for you, I think. At least, I hope you'll be happy to hear it. Well, you see, I've talked to Emily recently again. We were catching up on things, talking about the usual stuff. And you? Oh, stop. Don't need to get so nervous. You have no idea how much he's falling for you. Whatever you did on your date so far has worked quite well. Tomorrow is the next date with her, right? I think you'll enjoy tomorrow's date. A lot. Should I tell you why? Emily told me she wants to do it with you tomorrow. She wants to make you hers. You really brought out her dom side, and that's a good thing. Which finally leads me to the reason why I woke you up. It's time to release you from your cock cage, which I put on like 2, 3 months ago. Has it been that long already? Let's not get distracted. I'll get you out, measure your cock to see if it's all small and cute for her, and then we have to get some tests done. Yeah, tests. That's what we'll call it for now. I'll tell you more about that in a second. God, how often will you bring that up? I promise. I pinky promise you, she loves small cocks. If I wouldn't be absolutely 100% sure of it, I wouldn't have put you in that thing, but I did. I have seen Emily's dildo collection. None of them are bigger than 5 inches. That's why I put your penis in a cage. She also said that bigger cocks hurt her, and what's the point of sex if it hurts, right? Exactly. And besides, you still got that thick, nice girth going on. And even if she suddenly changed her mind on size and it doesn't work out, I'll help you get back to your original size, okay? I'll take good care of you. If it won't work out. But it will. I just know. Okay, enough talking. Let's get rid of your pants. I hope 2 or 3 months of almost wearing that cage reduce your penis size by a good chunk. Oh my. Look at that cute little thing. Isn't your cock so adorable being that small now? Let me quickly grab a ruler and a measuring tape for more accurate numbers. Could you try to get a boner for me real quick? Are you having trouble getting it up? Well, that could be a problem. Your cock might not be used to getting out of its cage yet. Perhaps if I help you a little, you'll get a hard on. Wait here for a moment. I'll get some lube. What is it? It's no big deal. I can jerk you off. That's the least thing I could after putting you through months of no orgasm. Just sit there and wait. I'll be back in a moment. Got the lube. Oh, you're so cute, you know that? All nervous about it. It's just a hand job, bud. You're my best friend. It's nothing serious, really. We are doing this for Emily. It's no big deal. Literally. Just teasing you again, I'm sorry. Your little cock is still more than enough. I'm sure most women would feel it. But luckily you only have to think about Emily, right?
Just close your eyes if you have to and let me work. Wow, I've never heard you whimper like that. That's new for me. Emily's gonna love you in bed. She loves men who whimper and moan, especially when they sound as cute as your whimpers. Oh, are you blushing? Ah, finally, your cock is getting hard. What a relief. I was afraid I gave you erectile dysfunction or something, but you still got hard. That's good. Now for the measuring. Okay, let's see. Okay, on top of the pressed against the, okay, like that. Now the tape. Okay. And we have 3.8 inches big. Or small if you want to put it like that. That's fantastic. Emily is going to love your cute little cock. She will love taking care of you in bed. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Wait, don't pull your pants up yet. We still have something to test. Well, you see, after 3 months of being caged up like that, it is my duty to test how long you can last in bed. I have to do this for Emily. Sorry, but seriously, this is really important. If she's going to fuck you tomorrow, and she will, I need to make sure you're going to last a little longer than a minute. So keep the pants down and I'll jerk off your new little cock until you come, okay? Come on. Be a good boy. For Emily. Such a good boy already. You're such a thoughtful man. You know that. Doing all this for her. I'm going to tell her all the things you did for her. Telling her what a good boy you already are for her. Of course I'll tell her. She actually knows about the chastity device. No, I'm not kidding. I told her about how big you are. I mean, used to be. I didn't tell her as soon as you met, obviously. But when you started to get to know each other, she knew from the beginning that I'd put you in a cock cage. Now be silent and just relax. Lie back, and let me do all the work for you. That's right. Just relax. I'll get on my knees and take good care of that cute new cock. Good boy. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. I'll get faster over time, but let's start slow. Up and down. Does it feel good like that? Be a good boy for me and tell me when something is wrong, okay? Oh, such a good boy. So obedient and polite. I can see why Emily loves you so much already. Are you excited for your next date with Mommy? Oh, I guess you didn't know yet, but Emily has a huge Mommy fetish. Being called Mommy turns her on. She told me she wants to make you her good boy. She wants to be your mommy, pampering you, exploring every inch and crevasse of your body, and turning you into her little good boy slut. But I won't spoil all the fantasies she told me. What would the fun be in that? I'll just keep teasing you with all the things she will do to you. Let your fantasy run wild. You do want her to be your mommy. You're getting all red. You want her to be your mommy, don't you? Suckling on her breast while she uses her soft, delicate hands to play with your cute little cock. Just like I'm doing right now, I know you would love that, you naughty boy. I've known you for so long now, and I know so much about you. Favorite food, hobbies, schedule, your past relationships, your body, your insecurities, your fantasies. I know all that, but this is very new to me. I never imagined you being so cute whimpering like this. It's incredibly adorable. And it fits your new small cock. I have to say now, I'm proud of you. You didn't come yet. You're probably holding back really, really hard, trying your best not to come. Thanks for being a good boy. Oh, you have to come soon. Okay, sweetie, tell me when it's time. I'm really happy for you, you know that. Ever since meeting Emily, you have been a lot happier. I'm glad she has had such a positive effect on you. Make sure to take good care of her, okay? She'll do the same for you. That's a good boy. Are you close? Not yet? Really? Okay, let's go even faster then. You're whimpering. It's so adorable. You're so desperate for a release, aren't you? The way you moan, the way you whimper, the way your cute little cock twitches in my hand. You're adorable, do you know that? You and your cute new baby dick will make Emily so happy. Did you already imagine doing it with her? Eating her pussy? Imagining what she tastes like? How she would suck and fuck your cock? You're such a naughty boy for thinking about all that. Do you think Emily would appreciate that? Maybe she would punish you for putting you in that cage again. I'll definitely give it to her as a gift. She still could need it, after all. I mean, what if your cock returns to its original size? I can't have that now, can we? I didn't ask you earlier, but how did it feel when I removed the chastity device? Did it feel good? Were you happy to be released, to be free? Or are you already missing it? The feeling of being controlled by a woman? You don't have to say anything. I can see it in your eyes. I think I figured out the answer. I'll be sure to pass it along to Emily. She'll know what to do. Oh, she knows. You look like you're about to come. I don't want you to make a mess, so I'll wrap my mouth around your cock and suck it for a little bit, but only this, and only this once. You understand? I said, do you understand? Good boy. Now let me just wrap my nice, soft lips around your cute little cock. Don't take too long, okay? My God, you came a lot. I guess that was 3 months worth of cum saved up. I hope Emily isn't too jealous that I took the entire load for myself. You snooze, you lose. My God, it's still leaking out. That was fucking hot. I wish we could do this more often, but I should talk to your mommy first, shouldn't I? You're gonna be such a good boy for your new mommy, I can tell. Still dripping down your cock, so much cum. Even after all this. You should be all clean now. And it seems you stopped coming. But if it starts again, call me, all right. It would be my pleasure to clean you up again. Now you should prepare for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a big day for you. Be a sweet, obedient, good little boy for her, okay? Good boy. I'll have to leave now, taking care of university stuff. Tell me how your date went tomorrow, okay? I'll see you around.